Book 20. Before the Slaughter. Royal Odysseus made his bed within the porch. Upon the floor he spread an untanned hide, and on it many fleeces of the sheep which the Achaeans had been slaying. And when he had laid him down, Eurynome threw over him a cloak. So, meditating in his heart how he might harm the suitors, here lay Odysseus sleepless. Forth from the hall came women who had long been paramours of the suitors, now making jests and merriment among themselves. The heart of Odysseus stirred within, and in his mind and heart he doubted much whether to hasten after and deal out death to each, or to allow to the audacious suitors one last and latest night. Within him growled his spirit, even as a dog walks round her tender young, growling at any man she does not know, and resolute to fight him. So within growled his spirit, wroth at these evil deeds. But he smote upon his breast, and thus reproved his heart. Bear up, my heart. A thing more hideous than this you once endured with patience. That day the Cyclops, unrestrained in fury, devoured your sturdy comrades. Then you bore up till crafty planning brought from the cave you who had thought to die. So he spoke, chiding the very spirit in his breast, and therefore in obedience his heart held firm and steadfast. Yet he himself kept tossing to and fro, as when a man near a great glowing fire turns to and fro a sausage full of fat and blood, anxious to have it quickly roast. So to and fro Odysseus tossed, and pondered how to lay hands upon the shameless suitors, he being alone, and they so many. Near him Athena drew, descending out of heaven. In a woman's form she stood beside his head, and thus addressed him, "Why, wakeful still, unhappiest of men, this is your home, and in this home your wife and child, even such a son as others pray for." But wise Odysseus answered her and said, "In all this, goddess, you speak rightly. And yet my heart within is pondering how to lay hands upon the shameless suitors, I being alone while they are always here together. A graver fear besides I ponder in my mind. Suppose I slay them by the aid of Zeus and you, where shall I flee then? Tell me this, I pray." Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, "O doubter, men trust weaker friends, friends who are mortal and not wise as I. I am a god and will protect you to the end through all your toils. And let me tell you plainly, should 50 troops of mortal men stand round about us, eager in the fight to slay, you still might drive away from them their oxen and sturdy sheep. Nay, nay, let slumber come. Evil it is to watch and wake all the night long. You shall come forth from peril yet.